This is Calendar's James Webster reporting from Hull University, where we're inside quite a noisy room. This is the environment chamber here, and it's noisy because there's some very large fans in here making it feel incredibly warm. It's around about the mid-30s Celsius, and the reason for that is so that this facility can be used to help train people, and in this instance it's being used to help Ryan train for an Ironman competition, which is over in Hawaii at the end of this month. So he's in here cycling away, getting used to the temperature so that when he gets over there it's easier for him to compete. Ryan, just give us an idea. You've been training in here for about 30 minutes. I can see you're sweating, it's very warm. How is it feeling at the minute?
Yeah, it's pretty hot. The temperature's slowly increasing every day, so it's always challenging. Yeah, I think it's about 35 today, so yeah, it's pretty hot, sweating quite a lot.
Well, it's clearly hard work, and I'm also here with the scientist who's in charge of this facility. Give us an idea what this room is capable of.
Well, it's capable of going up to roughly 50 degrees Celsius and 90% humidity. So they are, you know, on the edge of putting a person in danger, particularly when they're exercising. So in Ryan's case, when he gets over to Hawaii, the conditions on race day can get up to 40 degrees Celsius and maybe 70 degrees relative humidity. So they're the conditions that we're gradually exposing him to.
Well, let me tell you, I'm not training in here and I'm feeling the heat just standing in here. So I can only imagine what it must be like pedaling for 45 minutes at a time, which is what Ryan's doing. And he's got another 45 minutes to do after that. And you can see exactly how his training is going on Calendar tonight at 6 on ITV1.